This past Friday, President Bush made official what everybody already knew. He's running for re-election in 2004. By filing papers with the Federal Election Commission, Mr. Bush can now legally raise money, recruit staff, and rent office space for his re-election campaign. Nicholas Lemon, the Washington correspondent for The New Yorker, earlier this month profiled Mr. Bush's one-man political brain trust, Karl Rove. When we spoke with Lemon late last week, he told us how the president and Rove approach politics.
They break the rule book a little bit in ways that make you think about politics differently. In other words, the standard thing you do in politics is you collapse to the center to get swing voters. So if the last time you ran, essentially the election ended in a tie, you would say, well, in that case, since I'm on the party that's on the right, I will be more centrist as I govern and gobble up, you know, 2 or 3 percentage points in the middle and win next time. What's interesting about President Bush is he hasn't done that. And in fact, if anything, he's done the opposite of that and been much more conservative than people expected him to be when he took office. To the extent that he's doing things to win again that you can track, it seems to be in the category of identifying specific geographical places or specific interest groups or ethnic groups and courting them as kind of units rather than just generally moving to a set of centrist positions as his father did. Also, the both parties, but since 2000, the Republican Party has invested tremendously in what they call in the business the ground game, that is really beefing up what happens in the 2 to 3 days before the election is held, getting direct face-to-face contact with voters, getting voters to the polls, targeted appeals to specific voters, all that kind of stuff is being worked on with great energy.
Does it matter to Karl Rove who the Democratic candidate is?
Oh, it has to matter. I suspect it does matter, yeah. So now you're going to say, who does he want it to be?
Well, all right, sure. Go ahead, answer that question.
Well, you know, I did this story on him, and he was very generous with his time. But for the most part, whenever I'd ask him about his plans for 2004, he would sort of smile and say, well, I'm not going to tell you that. So I cannot say that he opened his heart and soul and his campaign blueprint to me. I would guess that they think Kerry would be pretty easy to beat just by culturally painting him as an Eastern elitist. You know, when one has to note the irony, if Kerry were the nominee, you'd have the first presidential election in American history pitting two members of Skull and Bones against each other. Yet the Bush people, I suspect, feel quite confident they can paint Bush as the sort of Joe Sixpack candidate, the real American, and Kerry, who comes from actually a more modest background, although not especially modest, than the president, as the elitist candidate. I would guess the people that they might be a little more worried about would be Gephardt and Edwards, because they could run a traditional economic populist campaign. But that's my guess. That is not based on anything the White House has said about it.
But Karl Rove's primary objective is really to promote the president. And even though he wouldn't reveal to you what his strategies are going to be, are there some things in his political background that you think will formulate the way he will run the 2004 campaign?
A couple points here. One is, his goal goes beyond just serving the president in the sense that, you know, he's very entranced with the idea of political realignment. And he loves to go around talking about the 1896 election, which put the Republicans mainly in control of Washington for about 30 years. So, you know, beyond 04, or as 04 is going on, what Rove would love to do, and he seems to be moving there quite well, is he would like to create a kind of permanent Republican majority, the equivalent of the New Deal majority that Franklin Roosevelt created in the 1930s, so that the Republicans would control, as they do now, the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the White House, kind of off into perpetuity as much as he can make that happen. So that's his big goal beyond just reelecting the president.
Nicholas Lemon is the Washington correspondent for The New Yorker magazine. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much.
Thank you.